Hello and welcome back to the Keep Her Lit podcast with me, your host, Tara Gallagher. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Keep Her Lit podcast. So today, pretty much, I thought what we would do, and this is kind of inspired by the end of the year, and also I feel like a lot of milestones going on, and also like December is just such a time that you're going to like review, like because in the new year we all sit down, we all write our goals, which is going to be coming up very soon, but like do we ever look back at the last goals being like we did it? Or I feel like we all get that, you know, body motivation at the beginning of the year, but we often don't look back in the year and review it and see how it went, and I think that's really, really important to do. So this actually comes off the back of the fact that very coincidentally my sister was looking for my P45 to send to my accountant, and it was like, you know, when you put like a letter in a book, I don't know why I do that sometimes, like when you're downstairs in the family house, what mum would do would be like, you know, your stuff that's there, she just like put it in and you carry it all up. So obviously the letter came in and then put it in my journal and went upstairs, and because I went traveling before I moved here, I didn't bring all my journals from home, but I only brought the one that I was currently using. And what I did in my last journal, which was like from the beginning of the year, was like write out first of all a year in review and like what I wanted to achieve in the year coming ahead, right? And with that, my sister opened or went to go get the P45, and I was like, there's only like two places it would be in my room, because I basically threw out everything I owned. I was like, all my letters are in there, or else like, you know, could be in and amongst like the few books that are left there. Anyway, she found it and she opened it, and she was like, I don't want to go through your journal, but she was like, it was opened like on a page that was like your review or like your goals for the year or whatever, and she was like, do you want me to send you pictures of them? Because like I obviously glanced at it briefly and was like, holy shit, she's achieved loads of these. And I was like, yeah, oh my god, send me the pictures of them, I don't really care if you read them. And which, by the way, like I want to say for context, my sister was not reading my journal, and I know she would not read my journal, and she asked for consent, and I was like, yes, send across. So she sent across some of the, I guess, the goals that I had set out for this year. And because I hit so many milestones just in the past like week or so, I feel like it was really good to look back on it. And I think that we can get so, I don't know, like it's not that I'm not proud of myself ever, like I am proud of myself and I definitely have been the past week, but I feel like as somebody who's super hard on themselves and like who wants like to build something way bigger than me, I'm like constantly looking forward, which is not good. Like I think you need to review, I think you need to be proud of how far you've come, like the work that you've put in, and like this year my life has completely transformed. Like we're on episode, I don't even know, like are we on 90 or something of this podcast? Like a year ago I didn't even have a podcast. There's so many things that like I read out, not all I achieved, but a lot I achieved and like surpassed, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about them, because I think that some people can think this is like cringe or like awkward, and like I did an email of it and I actually screenshotted a part of my journal, that was from this day, or from the day last week, a day a year ago basically. Anyway, what I'll get to is, sorry this is like chaos, but basically last year I had written a journal entry, and then my sister sent me a picture of it, because she was like, I wonder what you did this day last year, and I was like, yeah, go look. And because this week I very excitingly celebrated my first ever Christmas staff party with my assistant coach, I always call her my co-coach, my assistant coach, and also just so happens best friend Karen, and we were in Sydney, we went to Dermot Kennedy, we went for dinner and drinks, and like the fact that I was able to bring her out and like do that was just like a huge milestone for me. Like I know that probably sounds so simple, like you're like, you know, you could buy your friend dinner anytime, but like that wasn't what it was about. Like it was like planning it and like, you know, just enjoying it and like looking back on how far we've come this year, that like I even have an assistant coach, and like there was just so many things that made me so happy and so grateful, and I just felt like it was the first time I really like soaked it up and was like, shit, like, you know, hard work does pay off, and like this is a time to enjoy it. And I think that like whilst everyone sometimes is quite negative about like Christmas and all that, it's a really good time to reflect on your year and like see how far you've come or what maybe you could improve on. And yeah, it was just like a huge milestone for me personally. And then Inez basically sent me a screenshot of what I had said in this that day last year, like 1 year exactly, a year ago, and I'll read it out like verbatim. So she only sent me a picture. I obviously must have written like my gratitudes and said that I wasn't feeling great, because she only sent me a picture of like the second page, because I would have deleted every single page. And basically I wrote to myself a question saying, what's up? And I said, literally verbatim from last Wednesday, a year ago, I said, I'm feeling burnt out, low, useless, not good enough, unmotivated, slow, and unworthy. I have tension in my head and neck and feel exhausted from stress. I lost 4 clients and I feel like I'm a shit coach. I feel bad and unhelpful, like I have no direction. I have tingling in my head and neck and I fear I'm not good enough, like I did this for nothing. I'm 100% catastrophizing. I let it go. I let it go. I let it go. And like when she sent me that, I was like, oh my God, I remember, like the feelings came back to me of how I felt like this time last year. Because for anyone who doesn't know or maybe isn't like aware, I was a radiographer for like 3.5 years. Last September, I decided to go part-time in my job so that I could pursue coaching. I was working I used to do 2 12-hour shifts and then coach on the other 3 days. But I was finding it really hard. I was so excited, but I found it really hard because running a business is really hard. But also I was still in a very limbo land of being like, I don't love this career anymore and I love this more. But like working to get the side of coaching is really hard when you first start out. And I don't think people really talk about that. And obviously coming up to Christmas, whether people like it or not, from a coach's point of view, it's really hard. Like getting clients this time of year, particularly in like Ireland, the UK, a lot of people are like, it's Christmas, I'm not going to start now. Or for example, like in that specific week, I didn't have cancellation policies. I didn't have anything. Like I was just building it as I went. And like clients at the beginning of that month would leave because they're like, it's Christmas, I'll just come back in a month. And like as a small business owner, that like literally is your income. So it can be really hard. Like I said, they're losing 4 clients in a week. Some of those clients, I remember it was time for them to go and I was like, you're going to be finishing up soon. There was other ones that maybe could have stayed longer. And for whatever reasons it was, it could have been me, it could have been them, it doesn't matter. I lost 4 clients and I felt like frigging shit. And like nobody tells you the feeling you're going to get when you lose your first client. Like it's honestly awful. It's not that I don't get that feeling now, like when I lose a client now or a client leaves. It's like, thankfully, I've never had a bad experience with a client leaving. I never am rude to clients. I take all of their feedback on board. I 100%, I think I've only ever had one client fully ghost me. And I'm always like, are you okay? It's not me being like, I want your money. I'm just like, I'll cancel it. Like I have a cancellation policy, but if you're going to ghost me, I just want to know you're okay. Anyway, I didn't have a cancellation policy or anything. I obviously do now because you need to protect yourself as a business owner. But I remember this time last year, I just felt like in those words, I felt so burnt out. Like I felt like, what's the point in this? I felt so low. I was like, this is just so fucking hard. And I didn't know, like, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? Like, I feel like people don't see that side of how I struggle so much. And in the past year, very, very, very luckily, like so many things have gone right for me. But it doesn't mean that you don't have the really low lows. And I think like me sharing this will hopefully like inspire somebody to be like, fuck, like everyone goes through it. Like it's not what you see, all the glitz and glamour. Like I think a lot of people are like, overnight success is what they would say when they see, like, for example, my Instagram page, which by the way, followers means absolutely fuck all. But I think a lot of people will say that, or a lot of coaches will be like, how did you do it? And I'm like, I was in the trenches this time last year, or even the year before that. Like I was in the trenches, and like I'm still in the trenches in some parts of my life, but I think it's really important to look back and be like, shit, I've came so far. So I just wanted to say thank you first of all for being here, and I also wanted to make this as like a, I guess, be proud of myself, but also show like it takes hard work and it takes time and it takes patience and it takes going through that shit to come out the other side and be like, hey, like I actually did really well. And I think as somebody who is like, I'm not an overachiever, but I'm always like trying to like get more, or not get more, because I was saying in the car and like whenever we were on our staff party, I was like, for me, like I don't care what people say, like it's not about money. For sure I need money coming in, but like I am blasé. I'm literally just like, it's fine, like as long as I'm happy, I'm healthy, I can cover my bills, I don't care. But for me, what I love and I loved the other day was being able to like be like, it's grand, like this is entirely on me. And I want that for myself, for other people around me. Like I want to be able to like bring my friends out, or like bring my mom and dad over from home, or like treat my sisters when I'm home, or you know, like bring my sister over. Like I would love to get to the point where I'm like, I can do that, and that's like the norm. Like that would, for me, it's looking after the people around me. Because I'm not materialistic in the sense that like I don't want for very much. I want for flat whites and to be able to like go out and just buy food and not feel like I'm under pressure. That's my wants. I'm not huge into brands, etc., etc. It's just not who I am as an individual. Don't get me wrong, like I like getting some nice little shoes or whatever, but I'm just not a branded person. So I'm not like, I need money for a new handbag, for example. That's not the vibe. Anyway, everyone's idea of success or what that looks like is very different. And I think that that's important to say as well. Anyway, getting back to the point is, I wanted to have a little look back as well at my goals. And for some of you, I will read some of them out, which I achieved and others which I did not. So how I basically structured it, because people will probably want to do this going forward for last year. I have the picture, sorry, so I'm swiping through them. But I basically did a year in review. So what I did was last year was 2022 in a few words. So I wrote them down. And then this is what I will do this year as well, because I actually really like these prompts. So the first one was 2022 in a few words. So I wrote down. So for me, it was amazing, liberating. I said me, so that must have been like I put time into me, I don't know, independence and freedom. And I did, what does this year teach me? And what I wrote this time last year was, not everyone will understand what you are doing. The next one was, people don't actually care. Growth is outside of your comfort zone. And the only thing that stands between you and what you want to do is yourself. So that's what I wrote this time last year when I was reviewing. I also wrote down what I was most proud of, which was basically starting my business. That was pretty much what it all was. I moved in with my boyfriend, feeling the fear, doing it anyway. I became a part-time radiographer. I started a podcast. I started a YouTube, which was one of my goals, but now YouTube isn't really my goal. So there's some goals that I wrote down here. I'm like, that's okay that I didn't achieve that, because I actually don't really want that right now anymore. So I think that's important as well, to be like, you don't have to do everything. Like at the time I thought that's what I wanted, but like I'm not an influencer, so I don't mind that I didn't done that. I also wrote down my challenges for the year. So I had a lot of facial tingling because I had a lot of anxiety last year. I was worried about swapping jobs. I had imposter syndrome. I was very anxious because a lot of my friends left me in London, because they moved on with their own lives, but I was very anxious about that. I didn't have very many friends. I think that's why me and Karen came so close, because she was like my escape like person. I lived with Niall and he had an amazing friend group, but I personally didn't have a lot of friends. I also said I didn't really believe in myself enough. I was worried about what other people were thinking of me, and I struggled with having the courage to do what I actually wanted. And these are all very raw, because I remember feeling all of these. It's not that I don't feel them anymore. There's definitely a lot of them I still feel, but it was like all consuming, if that makes sense. I also wrote down then what I wanted to let go of. By the way, I'll write these prompts into the podcast below, but I said I wanted to let go of diet culture, a lack mindset, gossiping. I don't really like gossiping. It makes me feel really uncomfortable now as I get older. Worrying, other people's opinions, negative energy, negative people, friends that no longer serve me, and comparison syndrome. And I would say I still want to keep letting go of that stuff. And then I also categorized my goals for the year. So these were the goals for this year. I will read them. You know what? Fuck it. Who cares? Like, I don't care. So I will read them. So the first category was attitude and mindset. I said what I wanted to achieve was to be mentally strong and resilient, to be independent in myself, know myself inside out, to be positive, a ray of sunshine, a grateful person. I want to journal every day and I want to smile every day. And I would say I achieved those quite well. I'm quite happy with how those ones went. Yeah, I think I'm definitely quite strong in myself. I know who I am. For sure, I'm a more positive person. I wouldn't say I'm the most every single day of my life. I'm not like bounced about the place, but like I'm definitely a more grateful, positive person for sure. And those are things I want to continue working on. In my relationships then was the next category. I said I wanted to love my partner more than ever, have a great sex life, do date nights every single week, which we didn't. I wouldn't say do every single week, but 100% did a lot more, and it's very prevalent for us to like spend time together, and that's super important to me, because I know when I first moved in with Niall in London, we lived with friends, and a lot of our social occasions were always meeting friends, and I was like, now we need to like actually carve out time together, because we've been in a long-term relationship for a long, long time. We've been in a long-term relationship for like 9 years this Christmas, which is mental. He's a huge part of my life, and I think it's just important to make good quality time together. I also said I wanted to try with my sisters because my sisters are my best friends, do things, /talk every day, like check in with each other, which we definitely do. I said I want to invest in relationships that invest in me, which is one of my like non-negotiables in a friendship. Like, I am not here for people like taking my energy by any means. And that's one thing definitely being in Australia that I find really hard, because I went from like not having a lot of friends when I was in London. Like, I had friends, but they weren't there. And then having some really close friends that I was like really aligned with, for example, Karen, etc. But then when I moved here, there's so many like online coaches, so many people who are into the same things. There's so many, which is incredible. And everyone is honestly so nice. But also, like, I only have a finite amount of energy for myself. So I find, like, every week I was like, yeah, let's go for coffee with so many different people, which was amazing. And I loved every single one of them. Obviously, you bond with some people more than others, or some relationships are, like, more specific. Like, for example, like, Karen's one of my best friends, so I could do anything with her, right? But, like, I might meet, he is a little hack of fitness, and we very much talk about, like, how are you doing? Like, genuinely, like, are you okay? And, like, business kind of talk, or, you know, those kind of things. Like, everyone might be like, I wouldn't say, for example, me and Hazel are like best friends, but we're very good work friends, like nearly like a colleague kind of vibe. And obviously some boundaries get blurred because you're like friends, but you might do some work together, whatever. But what I'm saying is that you don't have I don't know, like, you only have a finite amount of energy, and I think it's important to like invest in the relationships that you personally feel like are 100% authentic to you. And then also what that means is just like, it's no shade to anyone if you are like not best friends. Like, we can't all be aligned with each other. You have to protect your own energy. I also think as you get older, as I get older, like, my group gets smaller, and I'm like, it's not that I'm just like, you aren't allowed in, it's just that I'm like, we all only can have so many very 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 close friends, and then you can have like acquaintances and friends, but like your really really close circle, I like to keep mine small, just because I like to like invest really heavily in the people who equally want to invest in me. And I think it's about an energy exchange. I think when you feel good when you're around somebody, it's not like, what can they give you or what can they do for you. It's nothing to do with that. It's very much to do with how they make you feel when you're in their company, or like, I guess, like, how you feel when you leave them as well. I think that that's the most important thing for me. And as well, I think, like, having quite a big social media following and stuff now, I think it makes you a little bit more cautious to just be like, not that anyone wouldn't have an intention, but I think people think they know you before they know you. And that's one thing that I'm like, no, let's get to like actually know each other. Because like, I know that you think you know me, or I know that you think you know what I do in a day, but you don't. Like, I love when I meet a friend and they're like, I feel like I know what's going on with you, but like, how are you? Like, that's what I think is really important, because I do think that obviously I share a lot online, but like, how I actually am probably won't 100% portray on Instagram, because at the end of the day, it's a highlight reel. Anyway, I just think that that's really important to know for yourself. And that's one thing that I've learned, is just like, always treat people the way you want to be treated, and then if it's reciprocal, then you will end up in good hands. And I'm very lucky to say I have some of the most incredible people in my life, and there's always room for more, and I'm so grateful for all the people who are in it. And like, I just think it's such a uplifting environment. I feel like I'm in a really really good place with friendships, so I'm very happy with that one. So I then also had physical goals, health and fitness. I reviewed my goals from like the year before, and then also set ones for the year. So basically what I had said is that I had achieved getting my period back. It was healthy again, pull-ups, chin-ups, muscle-ups, banded, handstands, 100 kg squat, 120 kg deadlift, dips, rings, calisthenics. I said I no longer wanted to be the smallest version of myself. I want to be stronger, which is amazing. So that's all I achieved in those. Sorry, I'm swiping through these as I go along. I also then did personal development. So I said I wanted to learn to surf. I haven't done that yet, although I feel like this is a sign, because there's a fella at the Crosshunt Run Club called Grode, and he does his surf lessons in Maroubra. And I was like, oh my God, we need to come down. And I'm actually going to make it my mission that whether it's like a group one or just me and a friend, we're going to go for a surf lesson before the end of the year. So mark my words. I said, do more of what I love. Yes, I did that. Reduce alcohol consumption. I've done that. read 12 books. I don't think I did that because I'm staring at a frigging bookshelf in front of me. I don't think I did 12 books. I might have done 12 books on Audible. I'm not sure about that one. I should probably write that down. I always write, say I'm going to read more books and I don't do it. It's awful. I should do it. Listen to a new podcast. I did that. Go to a gymnastics class. I did that. Go to a dance class. I didn't do that. So I need to get a dance class in and a surf lesson in before the end of the year, lads. Financially, I said I wanted to leave radiography, which I did. I also set some numbers for myself to hit. I said I wanted to pay tax and be okay, which I am, which is great. I said I want to travel and continue earning, which I did also do. So that was a win-win-win. The next one then I had was social media goals, 10K Instagram followers. We are at 97,100 followers. So we hit that one on the head, guys. Thank you for being here. 50K on TikTok. With these ones, I want to say I didn't achieve this, first of all, but I didn't try. So 50K on TikTok, don't have that. 10K on YouTube, don't have that. Also didn't try. I said I want to be a top podcast of health in Ireland and the UK. I don't think I'm a top podcast. That's okay. That's what we're going to work on next year. Post 2 podcasts a week, which I did. Post 1 YouTube a week. I didn't do that. Post on Instagram every day. I pretty much do that. So those ones I'm happy with how I did. Some I would like to do better, but it's also encouraging that I'm like, I am going to do better. Like, we're like 90 episodes into this. I feel like I have my very loyal people, but also I think we're only going to get better. And next year we're going to switch up the podcast. I'm very excited to bring that to you guys. I then also set health and wellness goals. So I'm sorry that you're listening to all my goals, but I think it's kind of cool when you look back. Anyway, no, people might have left by now, but if you're still here, let's keep talking. Health and wellness was to be strong. This is for my goals for this year, by the way. So be strong, have a good relationship with food, which I'm happy with. I have a really good relationship, have a healthy mind and body. Yes. I said learn more calisthenics. So front lever, handstand, 10 chin-ups, 10 pull-ups, 120 kg squat, 130 kg deadlift. I don't think I don't know if I achieved any of those. I did a handstand. I did, got so far on muscle up. I got, I would say maybe 8 chin-ups in a row. I definitely didn't get 10 pull-ups. Over like reps, I have those, but I'm talking about like in one go. So no. 120 kg squat. No, I didn't get that because I got injured. 130 kg deadlift. I did get that one. I said I want to grow my back, which I did. I also said that I wanted to have abs on holidays, but healthy. I don't know that I had abs on holiday. I don't think they did. Anyway, some of those changed for a variety of reasons. I left my coach in London, who was my calisthenics coach. I thought that I would have a calisthenics coach in Australia, but it's not very calisthenic forward here. Is it outside in the gyms, but it's not here. I've actually recently started CrossFit, which I am just trialing at the minute. I personally find, which I learned this year, is I really struggle to work out on my own because I spend so much time alone. I find it really hard to switch off. I find, yeah, it's just very, very hard. Also, as somebody who's came from a place of like physique coaching before, I don't want a physique coach. That's why I freaking love Diego, was because it was so performance-based. And even though you can have performance-based coaching, I just personally, when I go into the gym, if I had like hybrid, I would be fine, like, you know, a few days a week there and a few days on my own, fine. But it was more, I know myself, like, even going home, I was just like, I would read emails or I would check my phone, or like, even I would put it on airplane mode, but I was just like, my brain was wired. I needed somebody there to just be like, take your time away and to have it as a socializing place. That's why I love my gym in London, Fitness First in Bondi Junction. I literally love that place so much, not only because I love Diego and training with him, but like the personal trainers in there made me feel like it was home. Like, I would spend hours in there and I would switch off, whereas I moved home to Ireland and went to the gym at home and I just couldn't switch off, and I find that that's carried on with me, which I don't love because I love training. But I just know now, since being self-employed, that what that looks like for me has changed, because I need social connection when I spend so much time alone and on my laptop and on my phone talking to people, but it's not in-person connection. So that's one thing I've learned about myself, and I think that that's really important to learn as well. And another time I might decide that I want a coach that is like physique based or will help me with that, and like it'll be online or whatever. But right now I just want to love my training and be able to switch off, and that's my goals. I then also, so I didn't achieve some of them, but did achieve others. And I also ran a half marathon, which I never thought I would. And I, you can clearly see in there, I didn't mention running once, and I now have the CrossFit Run Club as my little baby. My goal was never to run. I would quote unquote call myself not a runner. On the 22nd of January this year, I sent put up a post on Instagram on my stories being like, oh, I just asked Kaz to run, like, to get a CrossFit with me because we both hate running and we wanted to catch up for the week. And every week we would do the same thing. On a Sunday, we'd pick a CrossFit place, we'll go run there, even if it was a kilometer, catch up, started sharing it online. People called it the CrossFit Run Club. People were like, where are you going now? People were like, can I join? I said no. I was like, sorry, this was for my close friend. I then let Claire in. So Claire, if you're listening, hello. I let Claire into the CrossFit Run Club, and because she messaged me, I was like, I really want to come. And I was like, okay, right, you can come. It wasn't because I didn't want people to come. It was because I was like, I'm leaving London. Like, this isn't going to be a thing. And then I got home and everyone was like, where's the CrossFit Run Club? Are you not going to do here? And I was like, I didn't even know that this was a thing, and then it became a thing in Fermanagh, and now there's over 30 clubs throughout the world. We just had our first ever social, which was a huge win for me there on Saturday. I'm a little bit tired, but we had the best time ever. But I went from not being a runner to, I wouldn't say running is my passion. It's definitely not, but I do really like how it makes me feel mentally. And I ran my first ever half marathon, which I never in my life thought I would do, because again, running isn't my passion. I love weight training. I love resistance training. I love being strong, healthy, and fit. And like, that doesn't mean I don't like running 5K or running in general. I just don't love it as my main gig. Yeah, but like, how wild is that? How wild? It actually blows my mind that this has happened. Like, the CrossFit Run Club blows my mind. I'm like, what the hell? And even the idea of it, I'm like, it's so simple. But like, people love it, and the reason people love it is the community. Like, that is the one thing I push so hard in the CrossFit Run Club. I'm like, it's community, it's community, it's community. It's for like not runners and runners. It's for everyone. It's slow, it's chatty, it's fun, it's inclusive. It's just everything that you should want in, like, it brings me back to my inner child. That's why I love it, I think, because it just like brings back like the whole meet up at this time, we'll go and do it. Yeah, I love it. I'm obsessed with it. And I just want to say thank you, every single person who's like ever supported it, came to it, ran it, hosted it. Like, without those people, it's not possible for it to be in 30 places throughout the world. And big things are going to come for the CrossFit Run Club next year, for sure. I can't believe it hasn't even been a year, and it is where it is, because it was like, literally, I said it in the caption, I was like, it's my happiest, my biggest accident and my biggest blessing at the same time. So thank you to the CrossFit Run Club, because we love you, absolutely love you. I'm just, yeah, that one is just wild to me. Social media is wild, because I feel like that is definitely what blew it up. So slay, that was my health and wellness goals. Moving on to career and business, which was the next section. So I stated the number I wanted to make in the year. I also wrote down my that I want a passive income for my journals on Amazon. So I have journals on Amazon, for anyone who doesn't know. A lot of people will not know that, because I don't really promote them anymore. The reason being is because they can only be fulfilled in certain Amazon fulfillment centers. So people in Australia, etc., can't get them, which is a bit annoying. But I would love to bring that back out in a different form, for sure. Some way else, because I created those journals, built the whole thing, made the whole thing on Canva, got them uploaded onto Amazon, and they are there for anyone who wants them. They're super simple for journaling, and I actually have them here. I have one sitting in front of me on my desk, but it is annoying that they can't be shipped worldwide, which really bothers me. But anyway, it is what it is. I said I want to be full of one-to-one coaching with a waiting list, which I am, which is mad. I wanted to have group coaching, which was Thrive. I wanted to do 6 intakes on Thrive, which I did. We literally had our final call for the challenge of number 6 this morning at 6:30. I wanted to hire a new coach, which I did, Karen. I want to be able to work 5 days a week, take 2 days off, which is something I do now, but I struggled with that a lot when I first started my own business, which is also so normal and true. Like, one thing I remember is just, I hate that people think everyone's balance looks the same. It doesn't. Now, don't get me wrong, I was burnt out when I was working 7 days a week. But also, if you want something to be successful, you're going to have to put more time into it than you think. You're going to have to sacrifice friendships, relationships. You're going to have to sacrifice doing things like drinking and stuff if you really want something to grow. And that's just the end of it. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, it doesn't mean there's periods where you don't wind down or you can't get yourself to a point that you can work 5 days, take 2 days off. You can. But when you're first starting out, that probably will mean things will go a lot slower. And if that's what you are okay with, then that's fine. But I find it really hard when people are like, rest or whatever. I was like, you don't understand. Like, I have a vision here and this shit needs to get done, because when you run your own business, like, I'm not just a coach. Like, you have to do your taxes. You have to, like, be the podcast editor, the podcast uploader. You post on social media every day. That means you video every day, which means you have to look up topics every day. You reply to hundreds of messages. You have to talk to your clients, make sure they're heard. They're the number one thing that you are there for. You then have to take inquiries of new people, calls with people, dead calls. Like, there's so much to it that you don't even think about or see. And then you also have to be a person outside of that. So I just think that whilst right now I've got myself to that point, I wasn't at that point. And there was a few months ago where I was so burnt out and I was like wired and tired all of the time because I worked all of the time, which is not sustainable. But I also don't regret the fact that I went through working a lot. I said I wanted to be a podcast on or a guest on another podcast, which I have been. So thank you for the people who have had me on the podcast. And the fact that I don't even think this, was I on a podcast this time last year? I think I might've been on one. Yeah, I was on one. I think Kate asked me on hers. But that was really nice. I said I wanted to have 100 podcast episodes, which I have actually had, but it's only because I don't number the amount of Q&As I do on this. I only number like the actual recorded episodes which have a topic. So I'm well over 100 podcast episodes. I also went traveling and didn't post on the podcast for 2 months, so there's also that breaking it. So I'm happy with that. I said I wanted to have 50 YouTube videos, which I did not do that. I also said I want to be sponsored by a fitness brand, which I also don't want to be. I want to be on I said I want to get sponsored by a fitness brand and be invited to one of their events. But I would also say that I don't want that anymore. Like, don't get me wrong, if Lululemon, Gymshark, like Adidas, something that I loved came to me, I'd be like, yeah. But I think what I thought when I first started was kind of that, like, you're an influencer and a coach, whereas my full intention is to just be a coach. Like, I use my Instagram page as a coach. Anyone who knows me will know, or like watch my Instagram content, like, I don't do a lot of or pretty much any, to be honest, on my grid of like free or paid gigs in terms of like branding, because, well, there's none really that have reached out that I'm like, this is a fuck yes. Like, there is one that reached out that my younger self would have been like, oh my god, but I don't use their products anymore because they give me acne. So it's just inauthentic to me for me to share that, like, if I don't actually use it. And I also, yeah, I thought about it and I was just like, this is huge and thank you very much, but it's just not aligned with like me, and I don't want to sell stuff that's not actually what I use anymore or like feel authentic to. And obviously sometimes I get gifted things, which is very, very nice. I also get sometimes requests for gifting of things I will not wear or use, or, you know, makeup brands, tan brands and stuff. And I'm like, babe, I actually don't wear a tan, especially not anymore because I'm in Australia. I'm not huge into makeup. I will not be doing tutorials. And I would then feel like, it's amazing that thank you very much you would give me that, but I would then feel like I have to come on my stories and use the products, and I'm shit at makeup. Like, I'm absolutely shit at makeup, so I feel like that would just be absolutely useless. So I have said no to those things, not because I'm just like, oh, I don't need that. It's genuinely because, like, that is just not who I am, and I don't want to make it something that I am when I'm not. Like, don't get me wrong, if Charlotte Tilbury wanted to come to me and was like, absolutely fuck yes, there are certain ones that I'm like, I fully use them, I love them, thank you, I will take that. But there's other things where I'm just like, no thank you. There's also times where I get offered gifting of things and I say no thank you, just because I don't want to waste that company's product, and B, it's something I would never use, so it's just going on deaf doors. Like, I wouldn't say yes to everything I'm gifted because it's just not, it's not aligned at all. And I think also you can see, and I'm very, very like loyal on the people who like follow me and share a relationship with me online. And also I trust creators way more when I'm like, I know that you use that all the time. And like, I love seeing when they get gifted it then. I'm like, oh, that's class, because like, you deserve that. For example, Barry Seabags.
Barry's tea bag 3 times, get me tea. And I was like, oh, this is the fuck yes, because I love Barry's tea and I'm also in Australia and they're so hard to get. And I'm actually wearing it now, but you won't be able to see it, but I got gifted a little Fermanagh necklace, like a cutout of Fermanagh, which was so cute. So I really appreciate it there. They're from the Gaelic Corner. I shared it on my story. So little things like that when they're small businesses and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I would love that. Thank you so much for reaching out. It's 100% aligned. But other than that, I did, and I would say I did think that like being an influencer and being a coach were like hand in hand, but now I realize that they're not. And although you have an influence because you've got a following, I'm not an influencer personally, but doesn't mean I wouldn't be or won't be or will never be. Right now, it's that I won't be, but that's okay. That's not what I want. So anyway, those were my goals for the year. And I think that's all of them. Yeah, so I categorized it into, for context, oh my God, my iPad is playing up. I categorized it into our year in review. So I wrote the year, so 2023 in a few words. What did this year teach me? What are you most proud of? What were your challenges this year? What are you going to let go of? And then the goals for the year ahead, categorized into attitude and mindset, relationships, physical goals, personal development, finances, social media goals, health and wellness, career and business was the goal categories that I had. And as I said, I'll write them below so that you can have a little look at them. To be honest, I didn't think that we were going to read through all of my goals there. I was going to give you all of them. But anyway, there you are. You can use them as some inspiration or see that I haven't reached all of them. There's two I can definitely tick off, which is the dancing and the surfing. So I'll have those done by the end of the year because I would love to tick those off. And I feel like every year, last year what I wanted was to be like super realistic in what I thought I could achieve. Realistic but unrealistic. Like some of them I'm like, that was delulu that I thought I could do that, but I achieved it. And if I wasn't a bit delulu, then I wouldn't have achieved it. But then there's other times where I don't think you should be safe. I think you should be like, go for a goal. But like me saying I was going to read 100 books, say it's just unrealistic. I did think I could probably read 12 books, and I definitely could have if I prioritized it, but I know I didn't prioritize reading. I'm literally looking over my bookshelf being like, yeah, babe, you did not prioritize that. But I look and I actually probably have read 12 books, or at least listened to them on Audible. Like, for sure. I'm a big podcast listener, so I would probably, yeah, I would definitely listen to more podcasts, but reading is something I want to do more of, definitely, because I feel like it really switches you off. Anyway, that was my goals for the year. I think I am very happy with how this year has went. I, to be honest, put a lot of work into it, and I think, like, for brief seconds, I am proud of myself, and then I'm ready to go again for the next year. I'm so ready for 2024. I have so many goals that now I'm like, they're so big, if I achieve them I would be so buzzing. But I know this time last year, the one, like, I would look back and be like, shit in hell. Like, even now I'm looking back, I'm like, I achieved so many of them, and like way beyond some of the things I wrote down there in terms of business. I birthed a CrossFit run club, and I have a very successful online coaching business, which I'm so happy with. I'm so grateful for. I've brought people in my life and met people in my life because of what I do now who honestly just make it so much better, and I'm so grateful for them. I went traveling this year. I didn't even write about that. Like, I went traveling this year for a few months with my partner, which was a huge goal of mine. I had the best time ever. I moved to Australia. I left my career as a radiographer. Like, there was so many huge pivotal moments this year, and I think it's really important to look back and just be like, yeah, you did a good job. And also, like, it's not cocky to say that. Like, I think when sometimes even I put up a post, I'm like, oh, people are probably sick of that, or think like, she's so annoying, she's always gloating or whatever. And like, that's not the case. But I just think like, you should share your wins, and you should be proud of yourself, and you should want to be surrounded by people who also want you to win. My least favorite thing in a person is when they're there for you when it's hard, but they're not there for you when you're winning. And I really struggle with that. I'm like, you should really be there for your friends when they're winning, or for people who you want in your life. Like, celebrate their successes, but also be there for them when they're in a tough time. And I think that that's really important as well. Because if somebody's silent when you're succeeding, then I think it just speaks volumes. That is also not to say that I think that people should like lick your ass and share everything you do or whatever. Like, I have some of my best friends from home who probably are like, Tara is a completely different person. But they're over in here now, and they're even at the run club the other day. They're like, oh, I'm so proud of you or whatever. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. Like, that's so nice. But I don't ever expect them to like be sharing my stuff, or like my really close friends from like when I was younger or whatever. Like, don't get me wrong, they reach out being like, you're doing so well, or you're, you know, like, I hope you're okay, or, you know, we talk, but I don't expect them, and that's not what you should expect of people, is to like be there for absolutely everything, but they are there for your successes and they are there for your falls. And I think that that can be a blurry line. People will be like, oh, my friends didn't share that. I'm like, yeah, but like, for example, my coaching is not for my friends. My coaching is for clients. So I think it's really important to, yeah, differentiate that as well. Anyway, these are just my own thoughts and opinions, my own goals, my aspirations. And I hope that you can take some, you know, inspo from that, and also realize that, like, yeah, we go through shit times. Because if you, whilst those goals that I wrote down were at the very end of December, literally at the beginning of December last year, I was in a really dark place and a really hard place, and I found it really hard. I was very anxious, to be honest, for like the second half of last year. Even at points in this year, I was extremely anxious at the beginning of the year. The middle of the year, I was wired and tired. And now I feel like I've got myself to a place where I know my boundaries. I know who I am. I know what I want in my life. And I'm kind of quite strict on that. And I'm also enjoying life more than ever, which is so nice to say and so nice to hear from myself. So I'm really proud of myself, but I think like bigger and better things are coming, because we're going to work for them. And that's always what I want. And I want to give as much value as I possibly can. And that'll always be my goal for my past self, is to like be that person for the girl who you were younger and needed. And that's what I want to give. So I hope that you stick around. I'm so happy that you've been here. It is coming up to Christmas. And I do think that the podcast episodes over the next few weeks will be like an episode a week, just for the last remainder of the year. So I hope that you enjoy this one. If you have any topics you would like me to hit before the end of the year, please do let me know. Just so that I'm winding down a little bit as well, because I think that's super important, because it will ramp up again in January, which is very exciting. And we'll have some changes to the podcast, which I'm brainstorming and thinking about, and I'm very, very excited. But thank you for being here. Thank you for coming along this year and being a part of it. I really, 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 really appreciate it. I don't think you'll ever know that. For any client who's past, who's present, who's future, and even for the people who listen, reach out, ask questions, chat, come to the wrong clubs, or go to the wrong clubs elsewhere, or share it, or just are nice human beings. I appreciate all of you. And without you guys, it literally wouldn't be possible for me being here. So thank you so, so much. And I hope that you have had a great year. And if you haven't had a great year, remember, I had a shit year the year before. I also had shit points this year. But it's about the good outweighing the bad. And there's good in every single year. So even sitting down, being raw honest, that's what I'm going to do this year, is sit down, do the exact same prompts again, but be brutally honest with how I think this year went, and fix the things I feel like will really enhance my life, and continue doing some of the things that I'm also really happy with that I've done. So you can use them. I'll have them in the link below, or on the description below, that you can click in and you can have the little prompts there. I think they'll be really helpful for you. And also I will share, which you can go and look on my email list, the email about basically this podcast, but about me this time last year, which I read out, which was quite raw for me. And I sent a picture of my journal in entry, and I will link it below if you want to go and subscribe to the email list, and then you can get the emails that come up as well. Anyway, that's that. Have a great week, and if you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure that you rate it and share it on your stories, tag me at TaraGFit, or send me a little message and let me know what your goals are for this year. I would love to hear them. Keep her lit.